Good morning, caffeinators. Tell me, what's on your mind today? That's our topic for today. I have received a few comments regarding how to stay focused. This is definitely not an easy task. It is why I began my journey with 20 minutes of quiet time. I made a commitment to myself to do 20 minutes of quiet each day. There is no end date. And I believe this is where the problem begins. We tell ourselves, if I give myself 20 minutes for 21 days, the time it takes to create a habit, I will create a great change. But then, what happens after the 21 days? Most of you will stop and tell yourself that you'll get back to it later. But later never comes. I made a commitment to give myself 20 minutes every day for the rest of my life. Really? Did you just roll your eyes? So, it doesn't matter how old you are, because at this point you have already given yourself a lifetime of distractions. Most parents have learned the art of distraction and have taught it to their children. When the child cries or becomes upset, the first thing we do is offer them a distraction with the hope that this will change their focus or their mindset. So our children learn at a very young age to manipulate their mind into a better mood by a tasteful treat or a favorite cartoon. It's at this time they also learn to divert their emotions. I can recall as a grandparent how often I offered treats or cartoons just to avoid a potential disastrous situation that we were most likely headed towards. Like most parents, I even use social media to create a distraction. I am not saying this is a bad thing. I'm only pointing out that our distractions began at a young age, and to think we can turn them off in a snap of the fingers, well, this is definitely a challenge. If you are going to commit to allowing yourself some quiet time, don't put an end date on this. This is a necessity and requires a lifetime commitment. You will find that by allowing yourself this quiet time, you are allowing yourself an extension of your livelihood. Focusing your mind on one thing at a time helps you to relieve stress, reduces your blood pressure, strengthens your brain, and improves memory. And there are many other areas that this is going to improve, but this is just to name a few. I think these are the most concerning in everyone's life. So this is why I suggest you start very small. Commit to the 20 minutes, but begin by removing all thoughts by 2-minute increments. The minute you ask your mind to quiet itself, just like a child, it starts throwing information at you left and right. And how do you cope with this disruption? As I mentioned earlier, this began at an early age, when most parents are trying to distract a crying child or a child who's being very disruptive. If at an early age we notice our child being disruptive or unruly, the best thing to do to avoid a distraction is to allow them the opportunity to express themselves. Now, I understand that this is not always possible. I can remember being in church and one of my little ones began to cry and carry on. I'm pretty sure the congregation would not have been very happy if I had allowed my little one to carry on while I attempted to reason with my child, because we all know an unruly child in a public place is very disturbing. I suggest practice this at home, where the child can freely express themselves and you can focus on their needs. If we think along those lines, we can almost consider our mind to be an unruly child. The moment we ask for quiet, it becomes very disruptive and annoying and prevents us from moving forward. So at this point, it is best that you acknowledge your thought at that moment. Do not try to figure out why it's there. It is just enough to acknowledge it. Give it a moment of your attention. Like most children, all they really want is your attention. You welcome your thought, you acknowledge your thought, you embrace your thought, and then you release your thought. Don't worry that your thought is going to go away. It is satisfied that you have acknowledged it, and it will wait patiently until you are ready to receive it. Now, that won't be the end of all your thoughts. There will be other thoughts that will follow, and all you need to do is repeat the process. Eventually, because you have acknowledged it, it will recognize and respect your quiet time and will wait patiently until it is time to present itself. Basically, you are teaching yourself to respect yourself and allow yourself to receive this quiet time that you totally deserve. If you place this into perspective, what you are doing is teaching yourself to manage your life. Which reminds me of the phrase multitask. As a product of multitask, I was highly recognized at my job as the person who was most qualified to handle all my tasks and meet deadlines proficiently. I was also the most overworked person in my organization. There were no promotions or job descriptions for a multitasker. Eventually, becoming overworked and exhausting my mind led to many mistakes as I got older. I now believe that proficiency lies in the ability to complete one task at a time in a timely manner, and you can only do that if you are completely and totally focused on that task. I also believe that when you can allow yourself to focus on one task at a time, you will find that your ability to excel in the task will gain you much attention and more tasks will come to you because of it. Multitasking leads you to believe that you can accomplish many tasks in as short of a time frame. However, given the same amount of tasks and completing each of these tasks one at a time will result in the same time frame. How many times have you observed a car weaving through traffic in a dangerously fast speed, only to arrive at the same signal at the same time that you arrive? Taking such risks can eventually lead to disaster, which coins the phrase, slow and steady wins the race. When we are taking our 20 minutes, it's best to take each thought one at a time and release it. This will take some time and much patience to achieve. You must remember that the goal here is to achieve peace and quiet. So slowly and methodically, you must train the mind to accept each thought one at a time and then release. How does this benefit you, you ask? In the law of attraction, you remember that you must only focus on your goal. In order to achieve that, you must eliminate each thought or disruption one at a time. You must remove these in order to achieve your goal. The mind will always distract you from your goal by introducing other ideas or other views of your goal. Like a child, your mind will always prefer something better. The concept behind law of attraction is to get the goal of your desire and maintain the focus without entertaining other ideas. This kind of reminds me of an old scene of I Love Lucy, when they all go out to dinner and she is the first to order. And as the others are ordering, she is enticed by the thought of what the others are ordering and changes her order. And during this scene, she changes her mind four times. Ultimately, she ends up unsatisfied and unhappy with the results. We are easily distracted by our own thoughts and are constantly changing our mind. This is why, in the law of attraction, one of the first steps is to decide exactly what your goal is going to be and not changing your mind. In Ho'oponopono, in order to achieve a complete clearing to reach the whiteboard, you must first remove all the data from your mind. The mind is constantly flowing with thoughts and data. In Ho'oponopono, you must learn to accept responsibility for each thought, embrace each thought, show gratitude, and then release the thought. While this may take a little longer, This practice will permanently remove thoughts or data and will prevent you from attracting negative or non-productive thoughts and data. Through Ho'oponopono, the goal is to clean your whiteboard. The whiteboard is just an analogy. Just an analogy of your mind and gives you a picture of where you are going and where you are. You begin with a clean whiteboard, and as thoughts appear, you clutter your whiteboard with these thoughts and data. Soon, you find there is no space and no whiteboard. In order to return to a clean whiteboard, you must clear each thought or data. As you can imagine, there is no end to the cleaning and clearing process. However, at some point you find a rhythm and you can more efficiently direct the traffic in your mind so that your mind is only focused on the whiteboard and not the disruptions. As you can see, Law of Attraction and Ho'opono are very similar, and that the intention is to teach you to focus on one goal. It's up to you to decide which path you will take. As for me, I use Ho'oponopono on a daily basis. However, when I have a goal to reach, I incorporate the Law of Attraction for that purpose. Recently, a friend introduced me to heart breathing. I was having a difficult day and she led me through the steps of heart breathing. It is a system that teaches how to get out of your head and into your heart. It too requires time to develop and to find your natural rhythm. After about 5 minutes of heart breathing, I found myself in a very stress-free and peaceful place. Because it left me feeling calm and focused, I decided to add heart breathing to my 20 minutes. It made a substantial difference. So, for now, I'm going to continue learning about heart breathing, and I ask all of you to continue practicing your 20 minutes. In the next podcast, I will introduce you to heart breathing and why it is so important to your well-being. Until then, grab your coffee and let's get caffeinated. Talk to you soon.